First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. 0. 0. 0. 0.
Yo, 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 and good hello, and welcome to my crib, homeboys and homegirls, gangsters and BGs, one and all. Welcome again to Chap in the Hood.
Hey, money, turn up that shit.
I am Sir Charles Leybridge Stewart Fotherington, and these are my companions, MC Howie T,
what's up, down?
Sir Fix-A-Lot,
what's up, down?
Mohammed Rahim Ahmed,
hey, yo,
and my little homie, Butterknife.
Hey, yo, what's up?
And what we do here,
hey, money, turn it up, dog. I wanna hear that shit.
Is discuss the contemporary issues of the day that confront our modern post-Cold War society, along with some slanging and banging, and of course, hanging with the OGs. You join us as we were discussing the difficulties of being a notorious felon. I was voicing the opinion that a good way to attract a young lady is to obtain an expensive automobile. You see, I used to get no play, now the honey stays behind me, because I said I had a motherfucking Benz 190.
That's right, brother.
Well, before we continue, I say, OG, would you be so kind as to break me off some of that green sticky?
This helmet wearing motherfucker.
Yeah, that's bonk.
Perhaps you did not understand me, my dear fellow. I said I want some Bama, the Bionic, Bomb, Buddha, Chiba, the Chronic, Dubage, Homegrown, Ill, Ism, Lebanon, Method, Cess, Shake, Skunk, Stress, Tabacky, Thai, Wacky. Oh dear, we still seem to be having a misunderstanding. Perhaps if I were to make my point a bit clearer.
Shit.
Goddamn.
There we go. A few caps in your ass, my good man.
Well, f***ing pop the cap.
Now you understand.
Give him the bomb.
Cannabis fever. Cannabis fever.
That's hella fresh. Ah, one love.
Give him the patch.
Oh, thank you, homie.
That's right.
I am most appreciative of this, how do you say it?
Cannabis sativa.
This bag of dank, don't you know?
Word to that.
Damn. Look at that food.
Hey, I got the munchies. Oh, that's some fine brother.
Oh, my goodness. That is a fine bag of dank.
Damn, that's a green sticky.
That's some kick-ass
Oh, dear me. I hate to interject, but I believe the smoking paraphernalia's holding chamber is completely devoid of psychoactive substances.
Hey, yo, it's dust, fool.
Ah, I see. Let me try that again, my dear boy. This bowl is cashed.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Damn, bowl's cashed, motherfucker.
Oh, good-o. I've learned a new one.
Man.
Word.
Western Data Systems. Cheryl Arjun. Fire Shield. Pacific Scientific. Evergreen Domestic Engineers. Success Technology. Financial Network. Four Star Glass. High Tech International.
Hi, this is Tony Ho.
Hello.
Tony Ho.
Press star, then your passcode. Press star, followed by your passcode. Press star, press zero, press star, press star, press star, press star, press star, then your passcode.
I'd actually like you. I don't know. Something happened. No, I know. Because you're just always a wise ass to everyone. I love yuppies. That's what I am going to strive to become. And it would have been cool if we could have been friends. But no, something happened in between. And yuppie, and I heard you have a Volvo, which is a pretty nice car. And all that shit. See, a yuppie. Yuppie is cool. I like that. I want to be a yuppie. But if being what you are is what a yuppie is, then I have second thoughts. Ronald. Just have fun with your keyboard. You know, I mean, I've heard all these bad things about you from all sorts of people. And it's not funny. I mean, it makes you sound like a bum. You sit home, nothing to do, no job, no education, just playing around with your keyboard and calling up mailbox. I mean, I thought you actually quit that because I haven't heard of you in such a long time. I thought you actually got out, went to school or got a job and was being a decent human being. But I guess not, you know? Everybody makes mistakes, and I made my mistake by thinking that. Well, I took 3 message space of yours, and I think that's enough. So, that's all I have to say, and my advice to you is just to forget about me. Just think that I was never here. And if you're thinking of a bomb culprit, it certainly isn't me. Go call 2162. I'm sure you know the number. Later days, dude.
End of message.
Jesus, change the channel.
Start your message now.
Anyways, I'm really worried about not coming through with the fish tonight, so I really hope I can get that from you, because I'm really worried about running out. I got enough to last me tonight, and that's about it. And Connie's going to be staying the night with you tomorrow night and shit, so I hope we can really pull it off tonight. I really, really do. I mean, I'm worried about it, so please let me know if I should be worried.
Ooh, that man done got a bull for ya.
Beauty whore. I want some more at the liquor store. I went there to get some malt liquor. Liquor store. Malt liquor. Dirty whore. Mystery score. I want more.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye.
Okay. Yo, it's Mexico City in Mountain View. Here we go. I'm gonna go right to the register. Here's the tooth.
Hi.
Let's see. Okay, it's Budweiser. That's our bread and butter. And we've got $1.50. $5.35. Out of bags. That's terrific. I'm gonna get more bags.
$5.35?
Bag it up for him. Thanks. Yep. Thanks. And we got another customer, and oh, it's Caucasian. That's strange. Oh, okay, here's another Mexican, I knew it.
Hi.
Okay, it was a quick hi, and checking out the gum as I'm checking out her purse strap. Oops. $125. Nice ring she's got. Thanks. and I'll be able to co-produce and eventually produce, and, you know, and everything will be good, you know, in that sense. Not that the whole world will be better for it, or that my whole world will be better for it, but I'll be a little bit more happier because I'll be doing things that I really, really enjoy, you know.
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers?
Let me assert my firm belief.
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers?
Let me assert my firm belief.
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers?
Thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
He's over there in the corner. Got something in between his fucking toes. Looks like a goddamn hypodermic needle is what it looks like, and he's sticking it right in between his toes. And where's his mama? Where's his daddy? Where's the people that say they love him? They don't know he's over there in the corner sticking needles in between his toes. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know the pain. They don't know the relief that he's going to get from that pain, baby, in between his toes. They don't understand what's going to happen to him. Oh, but how they love him. But where are they? Where are they when he needs their love and when he takes their love and condenses it and puts it into a hypodermic needle? Where is their love now? Now it's in the fucking hypodermic needle that he's gonna stick him between his toes and he's gonna shoot into his body, man. He's gonna shoot into his body, and he don't give a shit about hepatitis or AIDS or anything like that, man. He needs the drug. The drug is love, baby, and he's gonna put it in between his toes because he can't get it from anybody that he knows. You know what I mean, baby? He's gonna die. He's gonna die, and they're gonna cry, and they're gonna say, oh, why? Why? Why couldn't we have helped him? Because they were too arrogant, because they were too pushy, because they thought discouragement was the only form of love that they could give, was to discourage him from using the drugs. Oh, we must discourage him if we love him. We must try to drive him away from us. We must try to alienate himself. Oh. And he sticks the needle in between his toes, and nobody knows the pain he feels.
You may start your message now.
That reflects an attitude of yours which is horrible. Because the person is weak and falling apart, the people around who are trying tip, Mike. It's their fault. Somehow it's their fault. It's their hand forcing that needle that's administering the lethal dose into his veins. Oh, yes, rejected by all humanity, poor innocent victim. It's not his fault. He's too weak to control himself. It's all their fault. Those who loved him, who tried to stop him, it's their fault for rejecting him.
1:03 p.m.
Jesus Christ. That has a hell of an emotional impact. It's an interesting creation.
Tuesday, 3:34 p.m.
Q, and it's still Steve's cop-out. How do you know what my best interest is? Well, no one knows what your best interests are, but they do know what's hideous for you. There are certain things like death, destruction, disease, murder, pain, and agony, which are universal evils and are bad for all people. No one is advanced karmically, spiritually, or physically by murder, death, destruction, and disease. And that's what drugs are, a horrible disease, and that is not in your best interest. It simply is a fact that you can rationalize yourself into a grave.
End of message.
Hi, this is Laura in Melissa's box, and this is Laura speaking. This is really lame, all this. I mean, it's kind of funny, I'll admit, and some of it's really stupid. But, somebody has taken this too far. He's threatening to cut our legs off and kill my family. Now, personally, I think that's really, scary. Even if you are kidding, you've got a deranged mind. And, I'm more mature than to, you know, bomb your box and... Says Melissa, and we're not actually bombing your box. It's actually someone else, and we're just playing along with it. And I just think this is really lame that you would even say something like that if you were kidding. There's obviously something psychologically wrong with your head. I'd appreciate you not bombing our box because I have guys calling, and I need their messages because... My boyfriend does not like this shit that you're saying, and he is going to go to the ends of the earth to make sure nothing happens, so don't even try to find out where we live, because no one will tell you, because you know why? No one on this box system actually really knows us, because we make sure of that. So, just, you know, fuck off for a while, and grow up, and... To Melissa, I love you. You're my babe.
Listen, Joe, this is Jim here talking to you, and I don't know. I just had heard apparently what Bill causing some trouble, and that little bastard never pays his payments. You're exactly always right on time, and you don't know how badly I feel about this business with 8819. I'm a broker for these boxes. I have no control over the system. The system is owned by one guy who happens to have been inaccessible largely for the last 3 weeks. I'm going to finally see him in person on Saturday. If anybody should be off the system, it's Bill for causing me heartache month after month, not paying his bill, never paying his payments on time, getting 4 and 5 and 6 months behind, and eventually coming through, but still always being a bastard about it. Like, you know, I should give him a free box because he provides such good entertainment. Yeah, he provides nothing but a lot of trouble and bullshit. Anyway, so, you know, if he actually did say that, like I said, I'm going up to see this guy on Saturday. I'm gonna turn off 8103. We're just going to shut it off. Don't need it, little bastard. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that because it pissed me off. I hope, you know, don't get mad at Steve for telling me about it because it made him upset that Bill would do something like that. And, well, it really it's highly upsetting. So anyway, hey, now what I had to do, I just got up just now, just a second, Dave called from 8109, and I have to give him a new box because I can't get into any of the other ones. Anyway, my gosh, it really pisses me off. And the little bastard won't give anybody his home phone number. I'm just going to shut him off, man, as soon as I can. He hasn't paid. To hell with him. I reserve the right to kick him the hell off the system. I think I'll do it. Anyway, so I'll talk to you later.
End of message.
You piss me off! You piss me off! You piss me off!
End of message.
Who's that screaming on your outgoing? I mean, I want to say Jack Nicholas, but I don't... Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholas, I'm sure, a golf player on your outgoing. Well, that'd be a new twist. Jack Nicholson. But I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I would like some information.
Yes?
Yes, I would like some information.
Yes.
How large are your buttocks?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
You want to go out?
No, I already got a man over here.
Well, I'm not really a man, but we could go out.
Who is this?
I had my penis cut off.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't like men with
I'd like,
penis.
I'd like to mail it to you.
No, I've got to have that attached.
Who's there with you?
A man.
Who?
A man.
Who's there with you in my place? I'll kill him. I'll fuck him in the ass. That's what I'll do.
You guys are a bunch of fucking weirdos. Get a real job. Stay away from the goddamn message machine. Make it normal. I don't understand what the hell I was about. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm not that good.
One, two, three, three, two, three, one. Let's try it again. One, two, three, three, two, three, one more time. One, two, three, three, two, three, one. Let's try it again. One, two.
Feeling a bit parched. I wouldn't mind a refreshing drink. I say, Butterknife, be a good chap and fetch me a 40 dog.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hey, let's go, dude.
What is that, my dear boy?
Hey, we're out of here. Let's go.
I see. Yeah, we're waiting in Hoopty, man. Indeed. We will have to cut our visit short this week. My posse has requested my presence on a Hoopty ride. My AK is the tool, as it were. We will be sitting back and letting the Alpine blast as we go rat-a-tat-tat to the pigs and like that. You see, some time ago, I was in a rather awkward situation in a local liquor store. We had just pulled a 411 to make some ends. As we made our escape, there were the boys in blue pointing their guns at my four-man crew. So, a straight-up 411 suddenly became a nasty 187. But how my reputation was enhanced after I popped a few caps in a Popo's Bozak's. Well, off we go then, but we should leave you with a few words of pithy advice. Remember, to all of my peoples in the pens, keep your head up. Keep it real out in the field, y'all. And if you don't know, now you know. Well, see you around. Peace out and cheerio. Pip pip and all that.
event today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 30 of Midnight Voice Jail, Instant Healing. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Syndical Network and airs each Wednesday night at midnight during Club Manic Consciousness on KFJC 89.7 FM. Thanks to Angel DeMonique for making this feature possible. Visit our web broadcast at listen.to, that's the letters T-O, /voicejail. Thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.